want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, country, if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Buckle your seatbelts because we're in for a wild ride tonight. In the first 2 hours, we're going to be joined by Dr. Ted Brower. Yes, he was with us 2 weeks ago, but we left a lot of information on the table. And on air 2 weeks ago, I told Ted, I said, Ted, I'm going to prevail upon our friendship. I'm going to have you back to finish these discussions. And he's even got additional material. And some people told me in that second hour when Ted was on 2 weeks ago, they said that was the best hour of radio that they had ever heard. And I wish I had a dollar for every time that I heard that statement, because a lot of people were really impressed. So we'll go there in just a minute. And of course, Katie, our effervescent health reporter, that's Katie Whalen, she'll be with us in the third hour, and she'll be bringing us the latest in the health news. And at the bottom of the hour, Jim White, Dave Hodges, Red List News. And there's no shortage of events going on as we catapult towards what some people think is catastrophe. Real quickly, before we join Ted, I wanted to mention that we're working on a story here at the Common Sense Show. I have been vetting sources. I've been corroborating data. It's almost impossible to vet this story. But there could be something very big coming out of the Northeast, and I'm talking about the Eastern Seaboard, with regard to aerosolized and weaponized rabies. And yes, you heard me correctly. I'm putting this out on the air because I'm hopeful if I do an all call, we'll either be able to put this to rest as a false rumor, which I do not think it is because of where it is sourced from, or we can get even more confirming details. So again, we are asking for anyone to who has information on aerosolized, weaponized rabies to send us information at Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com, and we'll sort through it. Let us know if you want to remain anonymous or you want credit or your contribution to this story. Well, Ted Brower is no stranger to this show. He is a man who fixed my knee. He fixed Doug Hagman's blood sugar, and he fixes people every single day. I'm proud to call him my friend. He's a storehouse of information, and we won't sing happy birthday to him, but he's got one, so you might want to send him a pleasant happy birthday wish to Dr. Ted Brower. Ted, thanks for joining us, and we got a lot of stuff to cover tonight, my friend.
Oh, Dave, I'm so excited. I've got so much information. I'm going to tie a lot of the loose ends together when we ran out of time 2 weeks ago about Druidic worship, where this Baal worship came from, how it came from the Nephilim in Genesis chapter 6, how it went through Egypt, and all of the different stuff and how it ties together and what we have today in this Babylonian money magic and how the Federal Reserve has done what they're doing and how they're using all of the information that they've learned from the fallen angels, where this comes back from. This is kind of crazy stuff, man. You're going to love it. And how they've used all of this from the Druids, from the fallen angels, and how they've learned to control hyperdimensional physics to control the world and the attention fields of the planet and the holographic nature of reality that we're in. So I'm going to just fill in all the little bits and pieces. I got so many emails from the show I did with you 2 weeks ago asking me to expound on it. And I told them, I said, well, this stuff is so technical, I really didn't want to say a lot last or 2 weeks ago when I was on the air with you guys, because I want to make sure I got all the stuff right. Because a lot of this stuff goes back into ancient pagan religions, thousands and thousands and thousands of years before Christianity. So it's going to be an interesting show tonight, tying a lot of pieces together of the puzzle, make you guys think about some stuff that's going on. But there's a whole bunch of news stories that I want to cover with you too. In fact, let's start with that thing that you wanted to talk about with this aerosol rabies vaccine, not vaccine, but contagion that you've heard they might want to release.
Yeah, it's crazy, Ted. Paul Martin contacted me 2 days ago and told me his intelligence sources, that they've always proved reliable. They confirmed a lot of my Benghazi stories, which ended up being fact rather than fiction. And he told me that there are key special operations people, key people out of the Pentagon. All the alphabet soup agencies have participated in the drill, and they've all told their people the same thing. Do not be farther than arm's length away from your bug-out bag and your duty bag. And that this has been bioengineered, this rabies virus has been bioengineered. It's aerosolized, airborne. It can be caught through inhalation. And the incubation period for this, from what I'm getting, is 12 days, which pretty well matches Ebola. And it could have an effect like Ebola. I mean, this is insane, Ted. And like I said, I'm still putting this together. There is still a lot on the table that I've not been able to confirm. And we may not be able to confirm all of it because it's so darn secret.
Well, the craziest thing is, I mean, you know, these globalists, eugenicists, Sabatini and Frankists that are running the planet through the monetary system and controlling Congress and their votes through bribes and payouts and lobbying efforts, like if you want to call it lobbying, they're capable of anything, Dave. I mean, we saw them already with the boys at Fort Detrick, what they did with Ebola last year, with their cup 2 years ago down with Sierra Leone, and what's going on with all of this nonsense that they're doing. You see, anything that they do doesn't surprise me because their stated goal is a reduction in population. Now, I hope you're wrong about this. I really do. I mean, this is one of those things that, God, I hope we're all wrong if anything like this could ever even happen. But, you know, all I can say is this. You've got to have a strong immune system. You got to make sure you're taking vitamin D as in dog 3, not D2, but D3 with K2. You need to get your vitamin D levels up really, really strong so your macrophages are really alert and know what they're doing in case there's some kind of viral load your body gets, you know, presented with. You got to make sure you got vitamin C on hand. You got to make sure that you've got potassium iodide on hand because it also helps the immune system. And I really believe that if you have high levels of all these different nutrients, that this stuff really isn't going to be as effective on you as it's going to be on someone else. Because sadly, if they do all of this stuff, the people with the weakened immune systems are going to be the first people that are going to catch this contagion. As we saw with Ebola, not everybody who was exposed to Ebola got Ebola. It was just the people that had compromised immune systems. And so I think a lot of what's going on globally with all these natural doctors dying, being killed, remember, dying with mysterious circumstances, I think it's all because this is an all-out assault on people's immune systems, and it's going to continue. And that's one of the reasons that the FDA has come out so hard on supplements, and they try repeatedly to take the vitamins away from us, because they know that once our immune systems get compromised, that any type of viral load that enters the body just wreak havoc inside of the body. And so, this is one of those things. So if you think that's a legitimate threat, if anybody knows anything else about any of this, all I can say is go to healthmasters.com and get yourself from D3 K2 to 10,000 IUs of D. Get yourself some really good potassium iodide and make sure you get a lot of vitamin C and you have it available for you. And if you have anybody locally that has the ability to give you vitamin C IVs, you can always have that by as a standby option to really load up on vitamin C intravenously, because what that does is that converts into hydrogen peroxide in the body and it just pretty much kills every virus in the body. And so I don't think they'll have a lot of success with people that have been really building up their immune systems. But, Dave, the vast majority of the people have horrible immune systems, and we're coming into the winter months now where we simply don't get enough sunlight. People's cholesterol levels are so low, the body uses sunlight to manufacture vitamin D3 from the cholesterol. When cholesterol is too low, you have much lower levels of vitamin D3, even when you have sunlight. So, and then with all this global dimming from the chemtrails that we have, everybody should be taking a vitamin D supplement on an ongoing basis every single day, Dave.
Well, Ted, let me mention this. You are offering these products on your website at healthmasters.com, and you're offering my listeners, very graciously offering my listeners, 5% off. Am I correct?
Yes, Dave. We had such a huge response on that last time. You know, I mean, I know you have a big listener base, but and your customers are so smart too. I love talking to your customers and Hagman's customers on the phone. And so many times, and many of your customers will attest to this, you know, not your customers, your listeners will attest to this. You know, I walk in the office and somebody will say, we have a Hagman listener or a Hodges listener, you know, on the phone. And I'll walk over and I'll just pick up the phone and say, hi, this is Ted Brewer. Can I help you with anything? And they're like, wow, we get to talk to you today. And I said, well, yeah. If you're a Hodges or Hagman listener, I'm in the office. I'm going to talk to you. And see, and that's what's so neat about it, because when you call up our office, you actually get live people with live responses.
Yes.
And so we try to help you to stabilize your immune systems and help to support your healthy cholesterol, support your healthy joints, support your healthy heart. And that's what we try to do. We just do the best we possibly can. So the coupon for the show is Dave5, D-A-V-E, very simple, Dave Hodges, Dave5. And you get a 5% discount on your order. I don't care if it's $100 or $1,000. We'll give you 5% off on it. It doesn't make any difference, because we're here to help your listeners to the best of our abilities to learn what they need to know about health and nutrition, Dave.
So I appreciate that. So when they check out, all they got to do is go to that coupon code and put in Dave and the numeral 5 to take advantage of that offer. But that is terrific. I know I heard from a lot of my customers, and a lot of them took advantage of this the last time you were on. And you're absolutely right. We do need to build up our immune systems. But, Ted, we're under such constant attack. I was driving home yesterday, looked up in the sky, and there must have been 30 chemtrails up in the sky. And then I go to the store, and I'm thinking they should hang out a sign that says, direct me to the aisle where the foods won't kill me immediately. I mean, it's just one thing after another. What's a person to do?
Well, you know, you said it earlier, last year when we were doing a show, and you said that we're about to reach, I think you said it when I was interviewing you on the Power Hour beginning of the year, and you said that basically what we have here is that the United States is reaching a tipping point, and once that 10% of the population knows what's going on, they have to do something like take us to war or whatever, because they can't control the masses anymore, because 10% of the active minority can actually change the majority by basically voting or staging protests or whatever. And I want to restore the Constitution. So because we've gotten so bad with the global financial system, which we'll talk about in just a moment, and what's going on with Syria and this massive Euphrates, drinking out of the Euphrates River now, because the United States is bombing. Russia's going after ISIS. The United States is going after power plants and, you know, and water treatment facilities. And these people in Syria are drinking out of the Euphrates River, which is loaded with cholera because of the human waste is in it. This is a nightmare. And so the people on the planet have finally said, pretty much, we've had enough of all of this. I mean, Germany is in just uproar right now. My friends and my relatives are sending me emails and saying, hey, look, this is nuts over here, what's happening with us. My friend Jürgen Klum, who owns the Yalaha Bakery here in central Florida, he was born in Germany, and he says that the people over there are ready to take Angela Merkel out and lynch her, you know, hang her up. They say they've had enough of this because they don't want to deal with this nonsense of what's happening with this immigration out of Syria, especially now if they've been drinking out of the Euphrates and they have cholera and they have a incubation period of a few or three or four days, and they start going into Austria or Hungary or wherever they're going through to get to Germany, and they come into the countries with cholera. I mean, gosh, that's going to cripple the infrastructure of the country as far as the hospitalization and the care, because I mean that's some horrible stuff, and you've got to maintain hydration or you can die from this. I mean, it's a very, very contagious disease if you get exposed to the feces of the person who has it, or if that gets back into the drinking water or whatever, especially if they're in unsanitary camps. So it's going to be a big mess. And I tell you what, doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it does if you look at it from a depopulation standpoint. It makes perfect sense.
It does, but the whole thing about it is like, you know, I don't trace my blood back to the benign D Nephilim, one of the sons of the fallen, and I don't want to be part of this. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, let me give you another example. Let me give you another health story here, real quick. This is a really good one. The World Health Organization came out and said last week that the new evidence proves that eating pork does cause cancer. And I'm going to repeat that. Eating pork does cause cancer. And what they're saying, that what we eat is literally killing us. The stunning new report from the World Health Organization has concluded that there's clear scientific evidence that eating processed meat, particularly pork, causes cancer. In particular, the WHO specifically mentioned processed pork products such as bacon, sausages, and hot dogs. You remember the very first show I did with you, Dave, I covered the top 10 foods never to eat. And I told you,
yes,
number one food never to eat were the high-fat luncheon meats. Bacon, sausage, ham, hot dogs, all of those things. Any pork byproduct or any beef product contains sodium nitrite. Don't put it in your body, because the pork specifically causes cancer. And you can look it up in the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983, by Professor Hans Reckwig. And he actually lists pork as a homotoxin that transfers like 27 diseases to human beings from pork. I've been telling people this for the past 33 years. For a third of a century, I've been telling this to people, because the Bible tells us this, the Torah told us this thousands of years ago, that if you eat these types of food, you have long and lingering diseases, and this is why the globalists want us to eat this stuff, because they're not going to eat it. They're going to basically feed it to us, because it knows they, again, it's part of the depopulation protocol. It's what it is.
Yeah, crazy. Well, it's interesting. We, Jim White and I, yesterday, pre-recorded an interview with Billy Redneck, Pastor Billy Redneck, and he has Billy Redneck Radio Show, terrific show, and he addressed this specifically. In fact, he was quoting scripture and verse from the Bible saying why we shouldn't eat ham and why we shouldn't eat ham at things like Thanksgiving, and he talked about bacon. I mean, it's almost a carbon copy of what you're saying here, and he gave biblical reference to it, Ted.
Well, no, I was on his show last year. It may have been like a year ago. I can't remember anymore. Whenever he took over for Stan Montes. And what's crazy about all of this stuff, you know, when I first started telling this to my Christian friends back in the 80s, and I started giving them book, chapter, verse of Leviticus and Deuteronomy and telling you why not to do it, so many of them use a verse in Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4, I believe it starts off, is that the Spirit clearly says that some in the latter days some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons, such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose conscience has been seared with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry, and they order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received by thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything God created is received is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it's received if it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Now, I just did that by memory, so if I missed a verse in that, please don't send me a letter. That was memorized from years ago when I used to teach this all the time at Carpenter's Home Church. And basically what they're saying there is they're saying that if you pray over it and eat it, it's clean, it's okay. That's not what it says. It says it's sanctified by the word of God, which is the Torah, and prayer. The Torah says not to eat it. Plus, if you go back to the word foods or meats, according to the King James Bible, it says all meats are good. It's saying that meat is broma, B-R-O-M-A, which means that that's been food that's been sanctified according to Levitical law is good. That's what it's saying. Because God can't tell you in the Old Testament that pork causes cancer and kills you, and then turn back around in the New Testament and tell you it's okay to eat it. He doesn't do stuff like that. Okay? He's not inconsistent. But we as Christians brought all that pagan food in, basically through Constantine, again in the 4th century, all that pork and all those filthy things they were feeding people back then and still feed us today, because we wanted to be able to have the same stuff that we were eating, you know, in the 4th century before they became, you know, because the Christians before they converted to Christianity, because three of the four things that New Testament believers were required to do when returning to became Christians, it was meat sacrifice. They couldn't eat meat sacrificed to idols. They couldn't eat blood. They couldn't eat the meat of strangled animals, and they had to abstain from sexual immorality. So three of the four dietary guidelines that were given to you in Acts chapter 15 were specifically linked to dietary guidelines out of the Old Testament. So God can't say that this stuff is good now, especially the last two chapters of Isaiah. He says that eating pork is like eating rats and other abominable things, and that people that do that will meet their end together, declareth the Lord. Isaiah chapter 65 and chapter 66. So God can't turn around now and tell you in the New Testament that it's okay, it's not. And even when Jesus was driving the demons out of the pigs themselves, the demons and the pigs asked Jesus, or out of the man who had the legion of demons, driving the demons out of that man who was possessed by a legion of demons, the demons themselves asked Jesus to send them into the pigs, because they knew there was another source of unclean, the place that was going to be unclean for them. And see, that's what people need to understand. Pork is not the other white meat. It's the other forbidden meat that we shouldn't be eating as Christians. It's toxic. It causes death. Now the World Health Organization has come out and said that pork causes cancer. Now, I never really thought the World Health Organization will say that because of their involvement in the AIDS virus and all the other things that they've done from a global standpoint for eugenics. But the reality is they're even coming out and telling people that pork is bad, which blows my mind, Dave, because, you know, that's crazy. I have no respect for the World Health Organization. It's like one of the first things they've ever said that I agree with.
Agenda 2030, enough said, but I agree. That's fine. That is shocking. But they may figure it so far along. Who cares if they know what we're doing? It's too late.
Well, they don't care. They don't care what you do or what I do. They don't care. They don't care because because as long as they own Congress and they can control stuff, And they're diligently working now with all of this, the Trans-Pacific Partnership and all the stuff they're trying to do with the changing of the internet regulations and getting all alternative news back off the radio and off the internet. They're trying to do everything they possibly can at this point to do it from a legal standpoint, which is what they always do. That's their mantra. Let's do it legally. That way, if you break the law or the statute, we can put you in jail.
Hello, dude.
That's what they always do, Dave. And that's how they get around the rule of law, and that's how they get around the rule of the people, and by elections. They just make it a statute or a law that if you do it, they just put you in jail. It's kind of crazy, actually. But that's what they do.
Well, we're going to go to the break in just a minute, Ted. Let's tell everyone what we're going to talk about when we come back in about 3 minutes. What's on tap for the next 30?
Well, we're going to talk about how a Virginia high school student was killed on orders from the gang leaders in El Salvador, how Russia has drawn a line in the sand in Syria, how billionaire investor George Soros has confirmed that he wants to bring down Europe's borders. We want to talk about what's going on with Volkswagen in Germany and how their economy is cratering. We're going to talk about the HPV vaccine and how a man who was given $250,000 to study has come out against it. We're going to talk about Michael Savage and what he's done, and how super getaway yachts are now being used along with bomb shelters for the elite who are trying to have bug out places where they can go with their private jets. And we'll continue with the CDC cover up of autism, how mysterious deaths in Sierra Leone are spreading fears of disease. And we're going to talk about why people are changing around us with mindless anger and violence, and why Fed officials are attending big bank board meetings, and the calm before the storm, and why 200,000 containers that are empty are being shipped back to China. So we got a bunch of stories to cover, and we'll talk about why people are sheeple and why you should feel sorry for the sheeple, Dave. So we got a lot of stories coming up.
You sound like Rush Limbaugh back there with those papers.
Well, yeah.
Remember the old days when Rush would just grab those and, yeah, talk about an era gone by.
That's still me, buddy. I'm 60 years old today and proud of it. And I tell you what, I still print out all my stories and highlight them and read them and study them. So when I get to these stories with you guys, that I'm ready to go.
Well, that's great. We come back from the break. We're going to need a long 30 minutes to cover that. I have a feeling we'll be bleeding over into the second hour, but that's okay. We got a long way to go tonight. We thank you for being with us. And when we come back from the break, we'll be rejoined by Dr. Ted Rohrer. And, by the way, Ted, well, let me save that till after the break. I've got an interesting announcement that I think it involves both of us, but we'll hit it after the break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back after a word from these sponsors. Isn't live radio fun? Anyway, folks, let me tell you about my friends from foodforliberty.com. You're going to be hearing that, hey, you know, better to be safe than sorry. Don't be sorry tomorrow that you didn't prepare today. You need to order. Every American needs to have at least 1 year. We recommend 2 years of storable food and water on hand. And for that, we recommend foodforliberty.com/Hodges. And we have 6 months, same as cash, so we're not hard on the pocketbook. foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Let me also tell you about my friend Bob Griswold from readymaderesources.com. I was up on his website today, and man, oh man, oh man, does he have some great, great products. You were hearing Ted talk about, you know, waterborne diseases, and we're going to have Joseph Myers, famous economist, on again next week, and he's going to be talking about the water struggles the United States is going to be having, similar to what Ted is talking about here. Well, you better have a Berkey water filter, you better have a shower filter, you better have a wellness bucket, you better have portable power, on and on it goes. And Bob Griswold has that checklist for you. Reasonably priced. He'll work with any budget. He'll even do live chat with you. His website is readymaderesources.com, and his phone number is 800-627-3809. Again, that's 1-800-627-3809. Don't forget, my favorite product of Bob's is Night Vision. And do you have your gold yet? When we get through this initial rush of when the dollar collapses, you know, and basically all hell breaks loose, We might have 3.5 years of tribulation or 3 days of darkness. I don't know what's going to happen. But you want to be ready for a medium of currency exchange when the crash comes, because the only thing your dollar will be good for once it tanks due to hyperinflation will be to burn it in the fireplace. And for that, I want to send you to my friend Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals, where Steve has the very best prices, the very best advice, and he too, like Bob Griswold, cares about his customers. He will work with you. He'll consult with you. He'll tell you if this is the right thing for you to do, and if it's not, he'll tell you that too. You can call Steve in the morning at 406-586-4842. Again, Steve's number to call in the morning, Renaissance Precious Metals, is 406-586-4842. And last, and certainly not least, from our company that's run by our favorite birthday boy today, Dr. Ted Brower, is healthmasters.com, and he's got a 5% off special for all the Common Sense Show listeners. All you have to do is write Dave with the numeral 5, Dave 5, and the coupon code. And Ted, real quick, a couple of recommendations from your health bucket. What do you think people should take with them?
Oh, D3, K2, potassium iodide. That's absolutely critical, potassium iodide, especially if we have any radiation problems, which we have these nuclear reactors leaking all over the United States now. If you're not taking potassium iodide every day, you haven't been listening to the Common Sense Show or to my show very long, because you've got to have that along with vitamin C. And if you have those three nutrients along with a really good multiple vitamin, we have a product called the Ultimate Multiple. We have a starter pack, a healthy pack that we have, and it has like most of that stuff in it. And I tell you what, our multiple vitamin is probably the highest quality multiple vitamin on the market. I can't find a better one. I'll be honest, if I could make it better, I would. And that's what I take every single day. And it's just incredible stuff. I mean, if you're not getting anything from us and you're buying your multiple vitamins from Walmart, at least support us and get the multiple vitamin from us. I mean, it's like, what, 20, 25, 30 bucks or whatever it is for a big bottle of them, and they last you for months. At least do that and stop taking the vitamins that simply don't work. I mean, we even use a cellulose gel cap instead of pork gelatin. Almost all vitamins that are in capsules are pork gelatin. And I just told you, pork causes cancer. So it's really a good product, and I love it. And it's called the Ultimate Multiple at Health Masters.
Well, that's just... I'm just really kind of stunned at what you've been able to accomplish, Ted. And I'll always be eternally grateful, and I know Doug Hagman will be as well, because you took two people whose bodies were broken in different ways, and you healed us. And your products work. I'm living proof of that. My friends from who saw me last June, hobbling around like a 90-year-old man with a torn MCL in my knee, they could not believe what I was like a week after I was taking your product. I could get out of my chair without pain. I could walk up and down stairs. And within a few weeks, I was back to working out in the gym. Of course, I know I need to stay away from those sprints, because then I stretch my hamstring. But that's another story for another day. That's called Dave is stupid and doesn't recognize the mortality of his age.
You told me you do those sprints about 4 weeks after you started on the products with your knee.
Yeah.
I told you, I said, Dave, you might want to let it heal a bit longer before you start doing that.
You know, I hate to admit Father Time is creeping up on me, and none of us gets out of this alive. But anyway, we got a lot to cover, so let's get to it. What's up first on this Hit Parade of News?
You know, it's funny. 2 weeks ago, I went into the house, and, you know, I was under the anointing. And, you know, we had done that show, and I urge everybody to listen to the show we did 2 weeks ago, because I'm not going to cover a lot of the same material we did on that one. And what was interesting, I walked into the house, and I was under the anointing, so I was all energized. Usually after 3 hours on the air, I'm pretty tired, and I'm all geeked up, right? And I looked at my wife, and I said, it's kind of like the old country song tonight, honey, that said, I may not be as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I always was.
Yeah.
Because that show, it was such a blessing. We've had so many people contact us about the show. But let's go ahead. I want to start off right away with a Virginia high school student was killed on orders from gang leaders in El Salvador, in case you're thinking all the immigrants coming across the border are good. A 17-year-old MS-13 gang member known as the Enforcer of Sterling, Virginia, shot and killed a high school student on orders handed down from gang leaders in El Salvador because the boy had left the gang and joined a rival group, according to a testimony given Thursday by law enforcement officers and officials investigating the homicide. The juvenile charged with first-degree murder in the death of 17-year-old Danny Miranda has not been named publicly because he was not charged as an adult. This is nuts that we have people out of El Salvador ordering hits on kids in the Virginia's high school system. I mean, do people not realize what we've done by opening the borders to South America and to these gangs that are coming across, Dave? I mean, what do you think about this?
Well, actually, I have some information on this. May, June, July of 2014, I was in regular communication with two Border Patrol officers. One I met serendipitously, and the second one I met through the first one. And then I had a DEA agent contact me who was thoroughly disgusted with the way things were going. And we did all this encrypted communication, but he gave me great information. Number one, MS-13 just isn't the street gang that they used to be. They are the hired hitmen for the Mexican drug cartels who are working hand-in-hand with Hamas and Hezbollah, who they, along with the Muslim Brotherhood, are also running guns for the Russians in the Middle East. Yes, you heard that correctly. So what we're looking at here are hitmen that were allowed to come in. And let me tell you what the Border Patrol guys told me. They said that when they got MS-13, and you can identify them because they have teardrops tattooed on their face, for each teardrop represents one murder victim for someone that they've killed, but they would put them in this holding cell, and they wouldn't just release them individually. They waited until they had 8 to 10 of them, and they released them as an entire cell. And this is what motivated the Border Patrol agents to talk to me, because they wanted this information out there because they were so outraged at who we were letting into the country. So this has been a long time brewing, and this is not going to go away. And with MS-13, it's even bigger. We have now ISIS that's come into the country. The FBI admits to that. They're present in all 50 states. Now we have MS-13. Ted, what we have is a fifth column insurgency force. So if war breaks out against Russia and China, we're going to have terrorists within our midst carrying out acts of sabotage and assassinations inside the lower 48.
Well, if they want to come by my house, they'll be met with a 12-gauge Sega shotgun with a 20-round drum. That's all I can say. I mean, I don't know what to say, Dave. I mean, this thing's insane. We've got people that are so bad and so horrible that are running our government, allowing this stuff to happen. And Obama said it. Now, remember, Obama's just another figurehead, okay? He's just a puppet. He's a sock puppet for Satan, as far as I'm concerned. But he said it. I'm going to fundamentally transform and change the United States of America. And he, along with his communist sympathizers who are in the government, basically have allowed this to happen. Of course, it's all under the control by the Sabbatean Frankist Rothschild Cabalist International Banking Cartel that basically knows now that they've pretty much bankrupted the United States, extracted all the value they can out of us, and now it's just time to go ahead and just finish us off, kill us the rest of the way, and send us to war, I guess, and just reduce the population of the planet. But that's what's going on. You know it as well as I do. This whole thing is all money-oriented, and it's all through the money mafia, which Hellyrod wrote that book. We talked about that last week. And that's the whole thing, is that we have to understand that we've got to see who the players of this thing are, and we have to look past the obfuscation, and we've got to see what the reality of it is. And it always goes back to the money, Dave. It always goes back to the Rothschilds, because these are the guys that control the money, the wars. If they want a war, there's a war. If they don't want a war, there isn't a war. That's from their own mother who said that. And the reality is, if we don't, as Americans, stand up for what's happening in the United States, you're right. We're going to have a fifth column here of these gangs out of Central America that can come in now and start going in and just killing people in the middle of the night. That's why I recommend that other sponsor that you have, the guy who sells the night vision scopes, and everybody should have some type of night vision for every person that's going to be in the house if anything happens, so they can be competitive in a firefight, so they can actually see who's shooting at them, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, well, that's Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com is what you're talking about. And it's not a cheap product. It's not inexpensive. But it is certainly worth it, because if the bad guys have it and you don't, you're going to lose. But you're absolutely right. MS-13 has no business in this country, but yet we willingly and openly and purposefully let them in the summer of 2014.
Well, it's going to get worse. Next story. Russia draws a line in the U.S. sand, draws the U.S. a line in the sand in Syria. Russia warned the United States on Wednesday about any ground operations in Syria after the Pentagon brought forth the possibility of direct action on the ground against the Islamic State. The United States has grossly violated international law by illegally organizing an air operation in the territory of Syria, since it has neither approval of the United Nations Security Council nor the request of the Syrian authorities, said President Russian Senate Valentina Matvienko. And so this is an interesting article. And so, you know, they're saying now that Russia and the United States, they're heating up pretty good over there. And so you think this is going to precipitate a real war between Russia, or you think this is more saber-rattling and posturing, Dave?
No, I think it's very serious because I wrote an article today where I detailed about three Senate subcommittee meetings that took place on Tuesday, and effectively these members of Congress were told that we are going to go to war, it's inevitable, and they were asking about, you know, the utility of the aircraft carriers, the submarine fleets, and so forth, and they said, it doesn't matter. We cannot win this war. And then the discussion turned to, what can we do just to survive it? They're talking about just plain survival in the war. And then let's go over to Syria and look at what's happening there. You've got Russian pilots bombing our ISIS-embedded support, CIA-supported forces, along with other Syrian rebels that are no more than terrorists. And then you've got now Special Operations Forces people from the United States embedded among them. So there are going to be American casualties at the hands of the Russians. Our pilots can see each other on the missions. You've got Israel and Russia that have been exchanging threats. I mean, this is a powder keg. We're not going to get out of Syria without a war, particularly if we stay the course, Ted. There's going to be fighting between the Spetsnaz, the Russian Air Force, and the American forces that are already there.
No, I believe you, Dave. I mean, I've said the same thing on my show. And, oh, by the way, my show is every weekday from 3 to 4, Monday through Friday, and then immediately the hour before your show on Sunday night. So I'm actually live here at the age of 60, 6 days a week. Here's another article. This is another good one. A Russian airliner takedown. Was it the Mossad, the CIA, ISIS, or all three? And it goes on to say, either a bomb was placed on the plane or was shot down by the ISIS-Israeli-American axis. Everything about this aerial takedown smacks of a highly coordinated missile attack or a planted bomb plot. But, of course, both Israel and the USA do possess advanced electronic warfare weaponry that can take down an airliner out of the sky with a push of a button. Those directed energy weapons utilize EMP technology and can be fired from American-based weapons, which are situated on strategically located satellites, or from ground-based weapons. The same type of technology, advanced weaponry, can be discharged from specifically equipped battleships and ground-based facilities. What do you think, Dave? ISIS, Russia, CIA, all three, Russia not included? I mean, what in the world happened here?
Well, we had an F-16 at the border in Arizona, in the state I live, that was shot down at the border just inside U.S. territorial airspace, and it plummeted from the sky. It was flying along, and it dropped like a rock. And the pilot did not eject. They couldn't find him at first. And the pilot happened to be an Iraqi general who was learning to fly this plane, and the pilot did not try to eject. That's because the plane had catastrophic power failure. And what would cause that? A portable EMP weapon, and the Chinese developed them, the Russians have developed them, and they are exporting them to nations like North Korea. They use satellite technology. They can target the heat signature of a plane and bring it down. They've already done this inside the United States, and it was ISIS that did it.
Wow. So you think the Mossad's involved in it at all? Because, you know, ISIS and the CIA are synonymous, and Mossad works with them hand in hand. You think it was ISIS, CIA, or Mossad, or all of them, or any part of that, Dave?
Well, I think it's a matter of it could be an all-star team approach. I mean, the elite of the world have more in common with each other than they do people in their own country. And to some degree, that's true with intelligence agencies. They're like competing and cooperating business entities at the same time. So on one mission, you might have the CIA and Mossad working together, and on another mission, they're killing each other. Take your pick. And in this particular instance, I don't know. What I do know about these weapons, they were developed originally by Russia and China, and now DARPA is into the act. They have it. But, Ted, it's a crapshoot. I mean, the answer to the question, short answer, is I don't know. I do know it was ISIS and the Russians that brought down that pilot and that F-16 in Arizona.
My answer, if they had to put me on a choose on this, I'd pick all three: Mossad, CIA, and ISIS. And the reason Mossad, because it's in the Middle East, and the Mossad is directly involved with all of that there. The CIA, because this is what they do, and ISIS, because they're pretty much funded by the CIA and the CIA creation. So I think it's a joint task force all working together, because they're absolutely bent out of shape. The Russia's involved over there, and they're trying to send people messages, but what they don't understand is that Putin's got the same technology. And the nuttiest part about all of this is that, you know, if we start seeing jetliners fall out of the sky, what's that going to do to the aerospace industry, and what's that going to do to the airlines? It's going to completely collapse an entire segment of the economy. Plus, it's going to be pretty much rendering useless, you know, air travel. And so it's going to be interesting. Here's another article. Soros admits involvement in migrant crisis. National borders are the obstacle. Billionaire investor George Soros has confirmed he wants to bring down Europe's borders following the accusation made last week by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Last week, Mr. Orban accused Mr. Soros, who was born in Hungary, of deliberately encouraging the migrant crisis. The invasion is driven on one hand by people smugglers and on the other by those human rights activists who support everything that weakens the nation state, Mr. Orban said. This Western mindset and this activist network is perhaps best represented by George Soros. Mr. Soros has now issued an email statement to Bloomberg Business claiming his foundation's help uphold European values, while Mr. Orban's actions in strengthening the Hungarian border and stopping a huge migrant influx undermines those borders, those values. I'm going to repeat this. Soros spun it. Here's what he said. He goes, his foundations uphold European values, okay? Now he's saying that the president of Hungary, by telling people they can't come through Hungary, is undermining European values. This is the same guy who's Jewish, who basically turned in his fellow Jew to the Nazis to steal their stuff, who became a billionaire from stealing money from fellow Jews. This guy is just a Sabbatean Kabbalist is all he is. He's a Luciferian as far as I'm concerned, and he's spinning it now, and he's trying to take control of what was said by the Hungarian president. This is some crazy stuff, Dave. I mean, Soros is as evil as they get. What do you think about him saying that he was trying to uphold European values by flooding Europe with refugees?
He'll say whatever he has to do. He'll do whatever he needs to do to further the globalist agenda, which is the elimination of national boundaries, the mixing and destruction of cultures, so they can have their new world order. This is what he's about.
Well, you know, I said it on your show a few weeks ago. I'm going to say it again. If I was from Africa and I was a black man, I'd be proud that I was black, and I'd be proud that I was from Africa. I'd be proud of my culture that my people had. If I was from Mexico or from Spain, I'd be proud of my Hispanic heritage. If I was Russian, I'd be proud that I was Russian. If I was Japanese, I'd be proud that I was Russian. I'm proud of my Northern European background. I'm happy that, you know, I'm proud of being a white person. I'm proud of my ethnic heritage. But we can't say that anymore. We're all supposed to say, oh, no, 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 that's bad, that's bad. Well, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. Why is it bad to be proud of your heritage? Well, that's what Soros is. He's not proud of his heritage, apparently. Doesn't care. He wants to destroy all national borders, get rid of all cultures, and bring us into one world government as a nation state for the entire planet. And that's what their goal is. And they've stated that. They've stated that in their own documents, that they don't want any nation states. They don't want the United States of America. They don't want Mexico. They don't want Canada. They want us all to be one giant nation state of the world. And I remember George Bush said it so succinctly. He goes, and when we're bringing in a new world order, and when we are successful, and we will be, you know, we're going to have this, a rule by law. And they want to control the entire planet through the United Nations, which is another complete and total satanic group of people in there with their child trafficking that they do. And the nuttiest thing about all of it is the media is their darling, because the Rothschilds own the media, and they do whatever they ask them to do, and they do their bidding, and they lie continually about all of this stuff, and they completely obfuscate the truth, Dave. And that's what I'm saying too. I agree with you. Soros will say anything he has to say. Next. This is another interesting ad. Concordia professor condemns the HPV vaccine after winning a $270,000 federal grant to study it. A Montreal social scientist and the federal agency awarded her almost $300,000. The HPV vaccine are facing criticism in the profession as the professor condemned the vaccine and called a moratorium on its use. Concordia University's Genevieve Rail also said there was no proof that the human Babylonian virus directly causes cervical cancer. So what she's saying is HPV cannot be proven to even cause cancer, and that's why it's being given. And she's saying, I'm raising a red flag out of respect for what I found in my own study and for the despair of parents who had totally perfect 12-year-old girls who are now in their beds too tired to go to school. And she said, yes, we're going against the grain, and we are going against those who are believed, the doctors and the nurses and the people of public health, because none of this is true, Dave. The HPV virus, all it does is part of the eugenics protocol, again, to lower the fertility rates and to cause more of these girls to become infertile and not be able to have children. It doesn't prevent HPV, and HPV now, she is saying, does not cause cervical cancer. The whole thing was founded on a lie, promoting more and more and more vaccines and more profits to these despicable people that push these drugs and these vaccines on the unsuspecting public and on these young children. I find it just reprehensible.
Well, you're right about the HPV. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You know more about this than I do, Ted, given your specialty. But isn't it the adjuvants that are in the vaccine that make it so dangerous?
Apparently not with the HPV. The HPV virus, the vaccine that itself is supposed to be super, super, super toxic with what it does, because they're actually putting the dead HPV virus in the body. And apparently that's causing a massive, massive cytokine storm in the body with a massive immune response that's crippling the immune system. Apparently this HPV thing, even when it's dead, when it gets inside of the body, and then when you combine it with the adjuvants, with the aluminum, with the squalene, and the other things they put into the virus, the dead fetal tissue cells, whatever they're putting in there, it's causing a massive, massive, massive histamine response in the body. A cytokine storm, and that's causing these kids become so weakened by it that a lot of them are even becoming paralyzed by it, Dave. This is a major problem. This is one of those things that needs to go away. This is a bad product.
Let's talk about that cytokine storm. You've mentioned that before. What exactly is that?
Here's what happens. This is interesting, too, and we talked about it when I was on the Hagmann Show several months ago. We talked about what was going on with all of these scientists being killed. And what they found, and all these natural doctors being killed, what they found was the presence of a compound called Nagalase in the bloodstream of children that had autism and a lot of cancer patients. Apparently, viral loads release Nagalase, and cancer releases Nagalase in the system. And these doctors were questioning why this Nagalase was being found in these young children, and this Nagalase was basically stripping the macrophages, the thing in our body called a macrophage, which is like a vacuum cleaner, and it runs around picking up all the cancer cells and stopping things from proliferating in the body. The problem is what happens when you get Nagalase in the body with these macrophages, they're antagonistic. And this Nagalase strips off the sugar molecules that attach vitamin D3 to this macrophage, which is part of the immune system that we talked about earlier with the vitamin D3. So the macrophages, they can't work. So when they see an invading virus, they freak out and they start sending out cytokines to these other, which are chemical messengers, to these other macrophages, telling them, hey, look, I can't fix this. There's virus over here. There's a cancer cell over here. There's something bad over here. You've got to come over here and get it. So I'm going to send out a chemical messenger to you. The problem is the majority of the other macrophages also have their sugar stripped off from the Nagalase, so they don't work. So they start sending out chemical messengers. And so what happens is all these cytokines are released in the body at once, causing massive inflammation. It's called the cytokine storm, and it's also what causes the encephalitic scream with these children when they have that 18-month booster, and they start screaming because this cytokine storm causes brain swelling. And when that happens, the brain tissue starts pressing against the cranium. The kid arches his back, starts screaming in horrible pain with a high-piercing scream. And that's called an encephalitic scream. And then that child will wake up. Hopefully the child will wake up if he stops screaming. Sometimes it lasts for 24 hours. And then when they see him again after the screams have stopped, the Nagalase is so prevalent in the body that the child now is being diagnosed with autism. And so Dr. Gonzalez and a bunch of these other doctors were injecting this Nagalase inhibitor, this GMAF protein, I believe it was called, which is basically an activated macrophage into the body, and that activated macrophage was going in and getting rid of the Nagalase, and after 4, 5, or 6 injections over a period of 4 or 5 weeks, they had an 80%, 85% response rate with autism. I believe it was 15% of the kids were completely healed, 15% of the kids didn't respond, and then there was a gradient all the way down. But that's what a cytokine storm is, Dave. It's basically the immune system crying out and screaming that it can't function, it doesn't know what to do, and it's signaling through chemical messengers throughout the body for the other parts of the immune system to kick in, and it causes massive inflammation.
And we're giving this to young girls.
Yeah, no, this is crazy. And this is what's nuts about the whole thing is that we think it's okay. It's not okay. None of this is okay. These immunizations are not okay. They're not okay. The flu shot is one of the worst things as far as causing a lot of these problems. And so they don't do flu shots. They're loaded with mercury. Just 3 flu shots in an adult over the age of 60 will increase the risks of senile dementia by up to, I think it's by 50 or 60%. I don't remember the exact numbers on that. But the craziest thing is this, and I'm 60 years old today. My brain works great, but I don't do these stupid immunizations. I don't want people sticking needles in me and putting stuff in my bloodstream that I don't know what in the world they're putting in me. I mean, it's not worth it to me. I just take my vitamin D, my potassium iodide, and my vitamin C every day, and I'm always healthy. I always feel great. I've always got tremendous energy, top mental acuity, and the craziest thing about it is that nobody wants to talk about the specific nutrients that your body needs to maintain health. It's like cancer. I mean, our bodies get cancer every single day. But if our bodies have high enough immune systems, strong enough immune systems, the cancer is immediately killed. But one of the principal components of that immune system, you've got to have D3, K2, and you're in high enough concentrations to make that macrophage work. You've got to have the macrophages working because they're like that little vacuum cleaner that cleans up the cancer cells and the viral loads in the body, Dave.
And, of course, this is not publicly available. You're not seeing this on the nightly news reports. And that's because their biggest customers are the pharmaceuticals.
Now, well, the pharmaceutical corporations are owned by the banks, which own the TV stations.
Yeah, exactly.
This is exactly what happened in Hitler's Germany with the Weimar Republic. The bank there, the Rothschild-controlled central bank in Germany, stayed ahead of the inflation curve and bought up all the blue-chip stocks, precious metals, and owned all the corporations at the end of the Weimar hyperinflation. And when that happened, they came out of the other side of that mess, and the United States started pumping all that money into Germany to rebuild it, including putting Hitler into power. Hitler basically said, yeah, I'm not going to put up with this nonsense of this Rothschild banking cartel having done this and stolen the entire country of Germany and stealing all the blue chip stocks with a fiat currency they made from nothing. We're nationalizing all of this industry and we're taking it away from the bankers. And that's one of the things that he did was right. He got rid of the Federal Reserve Bank in Europe, the Rothschild Bank in Germany, and he started printing debt-free currency like we had in this country prior to 1913, Dave. And we need to take a lesson from him and Andrew Jackson and realize that we've got to restore the Constitution and we've got to restore sound banking. And Ron Paul has talked about that repeatedly, but nobody wants to listen because nobody wants to go through the pain that we're going to have to experience when we change the banking system out, when they declare our dollar as useless and void, and the entire planet goes against us as the once reserve capital, reserve currency of the world, and the entire Rothschild cartel goes after the United States. Because we've destroyed the industry in our country. We no longer produce anything. I mean, we had 200,000...
Ted, we got to step aside for our top of the hour break. Sorry for interrupting. I just add real quickly, John Kennedy did try. That's why his head was blown off. C-notes. We talk about that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll see you in hour number 2 with Dr. Ted Brewer.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.